I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Some lawmakers are pushing to bring back Georgia's sales tax holidays. House Bill 796 would institute sales tax holidays on clothes, computers, software, and school supplies during the first weekend of August and again at the end of September. Some lawmakers have long supported the sales tax holiday because they allow Georgia retailers to compete with stores in neighboring states that offer similar tax-free weekends. Opponents say the state simply cannot afford the tax revenue losses these weekends produce. According to the AJC, both conservative and left-leaning analysts say the holidays do little to spur the economy and provide minimal benefits to shoppers. Georgians may get some protection soon from so-called surprise medical bills, bills that come when a service is performed at an in-network facility by a contract provider who is not bound by in-network pricing agreements. According to the Rome News Tribune, House Bill 678 would require hospitals and healthcare facilities to disclose all the providers, their fees, if they're in-network, and the amount insurance will cover. Opponents of the measure say they're concerned about placing more responsibility on hospitals. Well, the White House is proposing $49 million in funding for the Savannah Harbor expansion project. That's less than half the amount supporters say the project needs to stay on track. Congressman Buddy Carter says more funding is needed.
A harbor deepening such as ours does not do us any good to finish just halfway. You have to have it completed before you can start getting those ships all the way through and before you can start reaping the economic benefits.
Carter says Congress could direct more money to the project. The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could be facing cuts under the newly proposed federal budget. Yesterday, President Trump released a proposed budget for the 2019 fiscal year that would reduce CDC spending by 12%. Speaking to GPB's On Second Thought, former director Tom Frieden says funding the CDC should be a top priority.
We need people really making clear that CDC is an investment. We protect America. And if we cut that, we make America less safe.
According to the science journal Nature, the CDC's budget would be slashed by approximately $1.6 billion if the budget is approved. And Governor Nathan Deal says he will oppose efforts to legalize the in-state cultivation of medical marijuana. According to the AJC, Deal is concerned that there aren't enough safeguards to allow cultivation this year. Georgia law currently allows people with certain ailments to possess up to 20 ounces of cannabis oil, but because the state forbids in-state cultivation, families who travel across state lines to obtain medical marijuana risk violating federal law. Deal says he wants state legislators to push Congress for more flexibility on the issue. And the Democratic Party of Georgia is calling for Republican State Representative Betty Price to resign, this after some comments she made at a Fulton County GOP breakfast. According to the AJC, Price said high-profile Democratic women, quote, have higher testosterone levels than many of their men. Price said her remark was meant to be a joke. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.